welcome to Sunny Podcast. So I know y'all all heard about the girl who the guy had took her out on a date. And it was their first date. He had took her to the Cheesecake Factory. And she video recorded him saying that, look at her, she's not getting out the car to go to the Cheesecake Factory. So my daughter asked me, what did I think about this? I have to confess, people, honestly, I have never been to the Cheesecake Factory. So I don't know what's really in the Cheesecake Factory. I know it has to be cheesecake, but what else, I don't know. So there's a list that my daughter was showing me. So she said Chili's. So on the list was Chili's, Olive Garden. Now, Olive Garden, I have been to Olive Garden, I have been to Chili's, but I've been to Olive Garden like a second date. Chili's, I went myself with my kids, it wasn't no date. I'm with her, don't take me to nobody's gym. Don't take me to your house if it's the first date. I'm with that. Okay, girls, I'm gonna have to speak to y'all because I don't know. I guess now, because us as parents are telling y'all that y'all worth more than anything now, so y'all expecting a whole lot. Because me as a parent, I tell my daughters that, like, you know, don't let people mistreat you, know your worth. And I think all of us telling our children this now, so some of y'all have this outlandish thoughts and expectations. So let me state this. Because I know people are like, this generation is different. I don't think y'all much different than we were. I think y'all just more outspoken and outgoing than we are, than we was. Because I remember my cousin said that you couldn't talk to her unless she was driving a Mercedes-Benz. To me, you know, if you had a nice car, job, you know, money, it was good, you know. Because we all were superficial. Like, we all have been superficial. So we're not going to all sit here online and say we wasn't superficial. We all have been superficial. So the point of y'all saying, now here I need, we all need y'all girls to explain this to me. Y'all said y'all want them to fly y'all to Turks and Caicos, anywhere in the Caribbean, all these lavish places. But here's where I'm kind of confused at. Because I see one post my daughter showed me where she said she want her and her friends. Now, I have gotten tickets myself to come and visit my man, to see him, to hang out with him. But y'all talking about taking friends and leaving him behind, or even if he's in these places, y'all not visiting him, y'all want to have y'all friends and just enjoy this by yourselves. Girls, I don't know if that's realistic. Not to say that, you know, you ain't got men who will actually do this because they really want you. But I don't know if that's something y'all should expect. That was my thought on that one. Some of the places on the list, Red Lobster's. No, I have been on a first date at Red Lobster's. You know, Red Lobster's have good food. I don't know when we stopped not wanting to go to Red Lobster's. I know now that y'all see all these five-star restaurants that y'all think y'all should be there, but here's my thought on this. All that's well and good, but is you looking for this for someone to last long with, or are you just looking for a good time? That's where I'm confused at. If you're looking for someone to last long with, I don't think this is realistic. If you're just looking for someone to have a good time with, I think this is totally realistic. Like, you know, you explain to him, like, we're just having a good time, so, you know, let's do what we do. But, so, to be honest, I'm not against what y'all saying, but I just think it's outlandish if you're not being upfront about what you want. I think you should be upfront with him, like, this is what I want, this is what I expect, instead of expecting this, and then it's not happening, and then you mad, and you recording, video recording this, you know, trying to make this person look bad, because I don't think that was right what she did when she video recorded him to make him look bad, because he actually seemed like he was an okay person. And I said okay because we don't know, you know, every broom sweep clean first. That was my mother saying, every broom sweep clean first. So, yes, I think y'all gonna have to reconsider this. Especially this flying you and your friends to these lavish places. I don't know about that so much. But if he's flying you and him, then I say yes. Or if he's flying you to see him, then I say go for it. But you and your friends, I'm not sure about that, y'all. But that was my thought on that. And, you know, the guys came after her saying, oh, I would have took you to McDonald's because you don't look like... Y'all didn't have to do that either. Like, sometimes, you know, some things you just leave alone and be like, okay, you know, everybody has an opinion on this, and everybody's opinion is just that, their opinion. But you don't degrade certain people, like, you know, because, you know, she can say the same thing, like, I wouldn't even talk to you by just looking at you, the ones who's making these comments. But that was my thought on it. Yes, my daughter asked me, what did I think about it? So, yes, that was my thought, and I think I'd like to thank y'all for listening to the same podcast. Please get a 5-star review on Speaker, Spotify. Remember on Spotify to like it, share it, comment, follow. I have Apple, wherever you listen to podcasts, I come near sb766752@gmail.com. Follow me at http.podcast.wordpress.com. Follow my sound on Instagram. We got an app on Apple, Spotify. Follow TJVUCLAIN. She have a book called Black Girl in Arms. TAWYNA Wade Williams. She have a book called Something Saved with King's Pledge on SoundCloud. Female Reform at the Store in New York. And y'all have a blessed night.